here we go. The long-running Air Miles reward system hit some big old turbulence earlier this year when one of its only remaining national grocery chains announced it was pulling out from the program. Do you remember that? Canadian grocer Empire Company Limited announced it would be switching loyalty programs to Scene Plus, best known for being used at Canadian movie chain Cineplex. So Empire owns Sobeys along with Safeway, Foodland, some IGA stores in Canada, some other outlets as well. I think in Alberta it was yesterday, that was the big day, the final day with the changes to Air Miles at the Safeway. Let's find out more and take a closer look at these loyalty programs with Patrick Stoica, who is the president of Rewards Canada. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show today.
Yeah, so give us a heads up before we get into the Scene Plus side of this. What has actually happened with Air Miles now in Alberta and Western Canada?
Yeah, so there isn't a lot of partners nowadays for Air Miles, like in actual going out to your stores and shopping with them. A lot of their stuff is shifted to online shopping. You know, after they lost Sobeys and the affiliated stores, they lost Rona and Lowe's last year. Staples dropped out of the program. So they've had a lot of programs dropping out. But surprisingly, they came out today with an offer with Save On Foods. Now, it's not really a direct partnership, but if you use any credit card that is a MasterCard issued in Canada and link it to your Air Miles card, you can earn some bonus miles for shopping at Save On Foods. They kind of did a last-minute stopgap measure after losing Sobeys here.
So, Patrick, why did Air Miles lose so many partners over the past number of years?
You know, it's a very expensive proposition to be part of the Air Miles program. There's a lot of fees involved, marketing fees, monthly maintenance fees, paying for all the miles. And over the last few years, there's been a lot of back-end systems come out from companies that allow you to, you know, run your own systems that are a lot cheaper. I mean, that's not really the case with Sobeys and Scene. They got a little bit of a different deal because Scene's such a big program, but, you know, Scene wanted to grow even more, so they gave one-third of the ownership to Sobeys, well, their parent company, Empire, for nothing. Basically,
wow.
They became a partner to basically bring more members to the program.
So what, for the folks out there who are like, oh, I have these Air Miles, what can they still use, what happens to them?
Yeah, you can still earn them and redeem them. You redeem them for travel, you know, merchandise, all the usual things that Air Miles had. But if you were somebody who used cash miles at Sobeys, now you don't have too many places to use cash miles. I think the only one left is Shell's gas station, and that's really it. So, or online for redeeming for gift cards, and that's about it.
So, Patrick, here's the thing. When I heard that the Air Miles arrangement with Empire, you know, Sobeys, Safeway, that sort of thing, where it was, you know, coming to an end and Scene Plus was taking over, I'm like, in my head, Patrick, I was like, what good is Scene Plus going to do for me? I don't go to the movies that much. But
yeah.
Scene Plus is really a whole lot more than movies, and I didn't realize that. Tell us about, you know, what's going to happen with this now.
Yeah, so Scene Plus now has grown into a really big all-encompassing loyalty program. What happened is Cineplex has seen joined, you know, forces with Scotia Rewards to become Scene Plus, and so now you have travel, you have merchandise, gift cards, you name it, everything, all those things you can redeem for nowadays. So it's basically, it's similar in ways to Air Miles, but in some ways you have a lot more ways to earn because now you have groceries and everything. In some ways, they may also become the replacement for Air Miles.
Interesting. So would you say that Scene Plus at this point is equal to or much better than the Air Miles program?
You know, they will get to that point where they will be equal. I think it's just terms of, you know, people learning about the program and knowing that it's not just about movies anymore. You know, and I think that's the biggest hurdle the grocery stores in the Scene Plus program have, is educating people that, hey, we're not just going to movies and all that stuff. It's now going to be, you know, you can redeem for travel, and the travel is very flexible, especially if you have one of their credit cards. And that's where their strength is they gained, you know, all these credit cards that were Scotia Rewards credit cards, and a lot of them are actually some of the better ones in Canada. So now
really?
You have this combination of, you know, this kind of stuff that is just, really amazing for the program.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Patrick, you broke up a little bit there, but you were talking about the Scene card and the credit cards, because what I know about the Scene cards is just the card that you get for the movie, but they have ties to credit cards, and those are the ones that you were saying that where travel comes in big?
Yes, because you have credit cards like this, the Scotiabank Gold American Express card, which earns up to 5 points per dollar, which works out to like a 5% return towards any travel. So it's a very aggressive earning card in the market, in the Canadian market. And then you have something like the Scotia Passport Visa Infinite card. You know, its earnings a little bit less, but it's a well-rounded travel card. It has like lounge access, no foreign transaction fees. There's a lot, you know, there's so much encompassing in this program nowadays that people really have to, you know, check out every part of it to see what's really going on with it.
So Patrick, that is your job. That's what you do. You keep track of all of this stuff and the rewards cards, the program. So what do you carry in your wallet these days when it comes to loyalty cards?
So I have a lot. In terms of loyalty cards, I'm a member of pretty much every program.
Okay.
I need to be so I can learn about them. But in credit cards, it's like the American Express Cobalt card, the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard because of the free baggage. You know, those are the two big ones, American Express Platinum card. There's so many out there, but those are like my big three ones are the American Express Cobalt, American Express Platinum, and the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard.
Okay, those,
and I'm still holding on. Sorry?
Those sound expensive to have.
They can be. You know, there's a lot that are, you know, $120 a year, $150 a year. Like that Platinum card from American Express is $699 a year, but there's so many travel benefits to it. So if you travel a lot, there's cards out there that can give you so much more. And yeah, we do cover it all on our site. And if people want to find out more about the Scene Plus, we actually put up a pretty big article today, just, you know, all about it.
Yeah, a lot of really great information on that. And the website is rewardscanada.ca. So, Patrick, are there... Okay, before I get to this, because we're running out of time here, for the middle-of-the-line cards, especially for travel, because I think a lot of people are looking at that these days. You know, I have my Visa card. We put everything on the Visa card. We get our travel points, and that's how we do a lot of our traveling, and it's done very well for us over the past number of years, especially, obviously, during the pandemic when we weren't traveling. What is a good middle-of-the-road loyalty travel card program that you would say, one that's not going to cost you $700 a year, but you know probably it's not free? What, you know, because I know that you rate these things.
Yes. Okay. So there's definitely, you have to do research and find out what works best for you, because there's so many different options. But, you know, off the top of my head, probably a Scene Plus card, so your Scotiabank Gold American Express card or the Scotia Passport Visa Infinite card are really good. The TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card is a really good one. And these are middle roads, so like $120 to $150 a year range. And then my favorite is that American Express Cobalt card, just because it's a strong earning card and tons of redemption options where you don't lose value across the board in those redemption options. So those would be probably the three, four cards to definitely check out for sure.
Are there any tricks to getting more points, redeeming more miles, getting a bigger bang for your buck on your points?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it comes down to a little bit of research, finding out what's best in your program, because there's so many different redemption options now in all the different programs. But it is, you know, if you're financially responsible and pay off your credit cards, the easiest way is the credit card point for sure. You know, putting it, like you said, you put everything on your credit card, put everything on your credit cards and rack up those points. And then look at the redemption values. If you're somebody who wants, you know what, I want to get the most value of my points, I'm going to collect them and redeem them for business class flights, that's going to be your biggest value. But that also takes a lot of spending and a lot of points earning. So there's a flip side to it. You know, are you able to achieve that? If not, you know, economy class rewards are pretty close to the same value across the board through all the programs. Find the one that, you know, rewards you the most. If you shop at Loblaw stores, an American Express card isn't going to help you because they don't accept rent.
Yeah.
If you shop at Sobeys and Safeway, they do. So that's an option. You know, so those are things you have to look at and take into consideration.
A little bit or a lot of research. And again, a great place to start is Patrick's website. It's rewardscanada.ca. Patrick Stoica joining us this afternoon. Boy, I could pick your brain for hours, Patrick. Let's do this again sometime, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, Patrick Stoica from Rewards Canada. And again, if you're wondering about that whole Scene Plus card and the change with the Air Miles and Safeway and all of that sort of thing, they did put up a very extensive and easy to read rundown of the changes and that sort of thing. So did you ever use like your Air Miles for a big trip?
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.